Hello, listeners. Today in our weekly programme, The Mysteries of Modern History, we will remind you of the story of one of the most tragic air disasters. It happened on December the 21st, 1988. On that day, Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Lockerbie. We will try to answer the questions: who planted the bomb, how, and why. At the beginning, all was going okay. At 6 p.m., 4 days before Christmas, the plane taxied out of the gate at Heathrow Airport. The 243 passengers and 16 crew members were preparing themselves for quite a long flight to New York. At 6:25 p.m., the Boeing 707 took off. People on board had no idea that they only had 38 more minutes to live. When the plane reached 31,000 feet, it exploded while flying over the Scottish town of Lockerbie. When Flight 103 went off the radar, a nightmare was just about to begin for the residents of Lockerbie. Many local people described the sky lighting up and a terrible loud sound. They added that this was like meteors falling from the sky. They soon saw pieces of the plane landing in the fields, in backyards, on fences and rooftops. What seems to be really strange is that those pieces did not cause the biggest destruction in the town. Fuel from the plane was already on fire before it hit the ground. Unfortunately, some fuel landed on houses and made them explode. One of the plane's wings hit the ground in the southern area of Lockerbie. It hit the ground with such an impact that it created a crater 155 feet long. Interestingly, the nose of the plane landed undamaged in a field about 4 miles from the town. Many residents said the nose looked like a fish's head cut off from the body. Wreckage was scattered over 50 square miles. 26 of Lockerbie's houses were completely destroyed, and 11 of its residents lost their lives. Thus, the total number of the dead was 270. The 259 aboard the plane, plus the 11 on the ground. Although the flight had passengers from 21 countries on board, the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 hit the United States hard, as 189 passengers were American. There was a far more serious consequence of that event. After the bombing, America lost its sense of safety and security. We should remember that Americans have always been afraid of unknown danger of terrorism. That is why most of the nation panicked after the crash. Our listeners may be wondering now why Flight 103 was bombed. That crash was one of the similar events that happened at about the same time. In the same year, the US aircraft carrier shot down an Iranian passenger jet, killing all passengers. The US government says the American Air Force made a mistake because they identified the passenger plane as an F-14 fighter jet. That is why many people believe the disaster provoked the bombing over Lockerbie. Another question is, who had put the bomb? Investigators discovered that the bomb was hidden in a radio cassette, which was in a brown suitcase. But they didn't know who had done it. A big break came when a man was walking in the forest 80 miles from Lockerbie. He found a t-shirt which had pieces of the timer in it. That allowed the investigators to learn that two men from Libya were behind the attack. The Americans wanted to get the two terrorists, but the Libyan dictator did not agree. Also, the United Nations tried to help, but the dictator still said no. In 1994, Libya suggested sending the criminals to a neutral country, but this time the US didn't accept the proposal. This game lasted a few years, and finally, in 1999, Libya accepted a similar proposal, but with Scottish judges, rather than international ones. That's all for today. See you next week. We're going to talk about...